This cannot be the plan. This cannot be the plan. Come on. I mean, do you just give babies to anyone?
This is Murphy Funkhauser Capps, and she's talking with God after learning about her first pregnancy.
I can help someone walk and speak, put a drink to their mouth. I'm totally comfortable with people who are babbling or drooling all over me. I have mopped up all kinds of spills. I mean, really, I laugh in the face of vomit.
What you're hearing is rehearsal. 13 years have passed since Murphy sounded the alarm for pending motherhood. But also, time has only lengthened Murphy's story. You can't separate Murphy the writer and performer from Murphy the teenage runaway, Murphy the solo parent, Murphy whose husband is battling bone cancer. You can't separate them because this is how Murphy begins writing all her plays, by living her life.
I knew. The happy endings were only for those other girls. Girls who took the straight path in life, straight down the aisle to the altar. Not girls who tumbled through life like Courtney Love in a cement mixer. And certainly not girls who sat on the front porch drinking boxed wine and eating Oreos.
Murphy's new autobiographical show, called Carry On, expands on stories she first told 8 years ago in a show called Crazy Bag. In both, Murphy uses luggage as a metaphor for stuffing away life's accumulated baggage, unpacking and facing it, or, just as often, having it bust open all around her, all the while carrying this baggage through the blind turns in her life.
I still had the baggage. I hadn't gotten rid of it. I'd looked through it, I'd sorted it, I'd gotten rid of a few things, but I still had it. And so I carried that with me into my marriage. And then when my husband got sick, I think that was at that point that I realized that if we don't let go of things, they go with us.
Murphy sees herself as a storyteller by birthright. Her father was a Methodist chaplain and preacher. Her parents sent her off to Bible college, and at 19, she fled the school and her family and spent the second half of the 90s couch surfing and living out of her car. She was 25 when her family reached out to bring her home with news that her father had killed himself.
I felt terribly guilty. I absolutely believed with all of my heart for 10 years that it was my fault. Absolutely. I believed that he had worried about me to the point that it had pushed him to this decision.
It wasn't long, though, before Murphy escaped again, this time to Colorado. There was a 5-year stretch when nobody in her family knew where she was, but Murphy eventually reappeared on her own initiative after the birth of her first daughter. She began writing about the tumultuous arc of her life as if journaling, collecting these stories into what would become Crazy Bag.
I feel like my work is flat on the page, but it comes to life on a stage.
Murphy performed the show in Denver, Albuquerque, Oklahoma City, San Francisco. Carry On is more of an expansion than a sequel.
A theme that runs through the play is that when I was a little girl, my parents told me that if I prayed really hard, that God would reveal the plan. And so a big part of this play is me searching, opening every bag, picking up every possibility, trying to find that plan. And so at the end of the play, I realized that maybe there isn't a plan for any of us.
In this scene, Murphy is at the frayed ends of her sanity when she's pulled back by the most unlikely of saviors, her young daughter.
I picked her up from that pile, and as I did, she threw her little arms around my neck. She looked up at me, smiled, and she said one word. Mine. Oh, mine. That is the most beautiful word in the world when someone says it about you.
There is an important life marker Murphy doesn't explore in this show, her reunion with her mother, but she sees her current show as just the first chapter in an autobiographical trilogy. Murphy and her mother are also talking about collaborating on a show, about how they each cope with the death of Murphy's father. For now, Murphy is content running her marketing and branding business from her home in Black Mountain, raising her two girls, and supporting a husband who is devoting his full attention to beating cancer.
I think it's okay to know what your destination, ultimate destination is, or where you want to go. But I think be open to the possibility that there might be something you haven't considered that's going to be even better.
Performances of Carry On are at 7:30, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday nights at Asheville Community Theater. I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.